This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Veronica Ramirez, last name R, A for Apple, M for Mary, I for India, R, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name Veronica, V for Victor, E for Europe, R, O, N for Nancy, I for India, C for Charlie, A for Apple. Date, October 11, 2024, period, new paragraph. She is a 44-year-old female patient who has been noticing palpitation at times, period. About 2 months ago, she noticed palpitation at 180 beats per minute. And this happened while at rest, period. She has a watch, W, A for Apple, T for Tom, C for Charlie, H for House, which can give her the heart rate, period. She has been noticing increasing fatigue, tiredness, and shortness of breath for last 2 to 3 months, period. The patient gives history of having COVID-19, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919, in July of 2024, period. It was a mild episode and she recovered well, period. Since then, she has noticed her functional capacity has decreased by about 50%, period. Now, if she's asked to walk, she can walk about half a mile to 1 mile and climb 1 to 2 flights of stairs, but then she would get short of breath, period. She does go to dance, D for David, A for Apple, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, E for Europe, twice a week. And during dancing, she has at times noticed her heart rate increasing to about 140 to 180 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Approximately 3 months ago, at night between the time of 2 and 3 p.m., she woke up, W-O-K for kite E, with the heavy pressure in the mid-sternal area without any radiation or any accompanying features, period. She did become somewhat short of breath with this episode, and everything improved slowly with the heart rate decreasing, shortness of breath improving, and symptom of heavy pressure subsided in probably 5 to 10 minutes, period. She also gives history of right precordial pain, which she attributes to non-cardiac structure, period. This pain is mild. It can happen during the day and is not frequent, period. No history of any edema of feet, coma, cough with expectoration, or bleeding tendency, period. No history of GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. The personal history, she's 5 feet 1 inch tall, period. Her weight is 142 pounds, and she is a clinical psychologist, period. Clinical, C for Charlie, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, I for India, C for Charlie, A for Apple, L for Larry, psychologist. P for Peter, S for Sam, Y, C for Charlie, H for House, O, L for Larry, O, G, IST, period. past history. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, myocardial infarction, or cerebrovascular accident, period. The history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She does get regular menstrual period. Her last menstrual period started on September 24, 2024, period. She has a 3 full-term normal deliveries, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father is alive at the age of 76 years, period. He has a high blood pressure and is pre-diabetic, P4 Peter, RE diabetic, period. Mother is alive at the age of 79 years, and she has a hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period. New paragraph. Social history. Patient does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. The new paragraph. Some more past history. That patient has a history suggestive of PTSD. P for Paul, T for Tom, S for Sam, D for David. Following the incident where there was a mass shootings, M for Mary, A for Apple, S for Sam, shooting, S for Sam, H for House, O, O, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, few years ago, period. She does have a problem of being anxious, period. At present, she is undergoing testing for obstructive sleep apnea, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, cough tenderness, Hohmann's sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses 2x4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both, blood pressure in right superior extremity 130 over 80, 80 millimeters of mercury, period, in the left, superior extremity blood pressure is 120 over 76 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line and normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is a ejection systolic click and followed by ejection systolic murmur 2x6 noted in the left lateral position and not that well in the supine position, period. There is also a suggestion of holosystolic murmur at apex, period. No S3 and no significant other heart murmur noted, period. No S4, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly period. There is no guarding or rigidity period, nipperegraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, nipperegraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, nipperegraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with short PR interval of 106 milliseconds, period. Nipperegraph, analysis in view of a symptom of palpitation with the heart rate running at 180 beats per minute and in view of our EKG showing short PR interval, it was felt that patient may be having the episodes of palpitation likely due to supraventricular arrhythmias, period. Also see as a progressive shortness since the COVID-19, C-O-V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 19, in July of 24, period. This raises the possibility of some kind of cardiomyopathy, which could explain our progressive shortness of breath, and also see as a symptom of chest pain, which is somewhat atypical. So plan is to do 24-hour Holter, comma, stress test, and echocardiogram to evaluate for shortness of breath, palpitation, probable supraventricular tachycardia, comma, cardiomyopathy, and possibility of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation on the clinical exam, period. The above analysis was explained to the patient in detail, which she understood well and she agreed with the workup, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, recurrent palpitation, probably due to supraventricular tachycardia. Next line, number two, progressive shortness of breath over last 3 months. Etiology unclear. Next line, number three, chest pain. Next line, number four, history of COVID-19 infection, COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 19 infection, July 2024, period, next line, number 5, hypercholesterolemia, period, next line, number 6, clinically mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period, number 7, history of anxiety and PTSD. P for Paul, T for Tom, S for Sam, D for David in capital letters, period. Number 8, possible obstructive sleep apnea, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.